Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, what do you got there?
This is the new Ping G430 Max 10K driver. It's next level, I'll tell you. It's so impressive. We all know that Ping help you play your best. I've been using them for years. I wouldn't use anything else. In fact, this new driver, it's Ping's straightest and highest moment of impact driver ever.
Holy moly. So on the course, what's that going to mean? How's it going to help golfers?
Well, to put it simply, it means people are going to be hitting longer, straighter, and they're going to absolutely crack their drives off the tee. I could talk about it all day. It's that good. But the best thing to do, if you want to check out how impressive Ping's new G430 Max 10K driver is, just book in with your local golf shop or professional to arrange a Ping club fitting, and I'll see you out there with my Ping gear.
Talk Birdies for Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen is back live on Tuesday, January 16. And it wouldn't happen without our great mates at Ping. You can see your local golf pro for a Ping club fitting. It's a great experience. You'll love it. Just ask Nick O'Hearn. He did it a couple of months ago and still raves about it. And the Golf Clearance Outlet. You're looking for a great price on great gear? Well, that's exactly what you'll get. Nick and Mark had a lot of fun with the top fives over the last year or so. Well, to be fair, they might have had the odd top six or even top 10, but mostly top fives. Let's revisit this one.
I'm a little bit disappointed because we were talking about Air, the movie, which is a basketball movie that we're both going to go and see.
Yes.
But if we're talking about basketball movies, the top five today should be about golf movies. So it's just an
sounds
easy,
good.
It's just an easy one.
So
to
you're
going to
give your five and I'll give mine?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
No, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
What we'll do is we'll let our listeners determine who's got the best top five.
We'll do a poll.
Okay. All righty. So at number five, I've got Bag of Ants. Just because I do believe in the caddy whisperer. I do believe. It's not a caddy whisperer. It's a professional golf whisperer.
I reckon Will Smith, wasn't it?
Yeah. I reckon the caddy has a big influence. Yeah.
Matt Damon's golf swing wasn't the prettiest. But I tell you what,
garbage.
The guy playing Bobby Jones.
Yeah, it was okay.
Whoa, swung it beautifully.
Not bad. Mm. Not, even had the little over the top going.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Great.
Caddyshack's my number four. I've watched it 1,000 times.
Four.
It's dated a little bit. Yeah, number four.
Four. Wow. Jeez.
Because there are some good ones.
Okay.
Tin Cup was the first time they tried to get serious about a movie. And when you got Phil Mickelson and a few other guys making the cameos in it, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
The finish, I don't know whether it was the right finish. Just to hit 16 balls into the water and hole a 3-wood for whatever it was, 15.
I saw on Twitter the other day, someone posted a picture of that final hole on Tin
really?
Cup, and they haven't changed it since. So people can go there. There's a plaque. You can hit balls
and
do the Roy McAvoy, whatever his
plaque.
Name was.
Yeah. Too good. Number two, the greatest game ever played.
Yeah, that was good.
It is a belter.
Yeah.
If you've never seen it, I reckon there's a lot of people out there who haven't seen it. It is a belter. And my number one. Now, I'm not sure where you can see this movie these days. I ended up getting it on YouTube. So I had to go to YouTube to get it. I bet it's still there. And the little kid who plays Seve Ballesteros in Seve the movie should have won an Oscar just for his swing. He must be a good little golfer himself.
Certain people in life have this aura around them. Sinatra had it. Elvis Presley had it. And it just ooze from him.
St. Andrews, 84. The best moment of my career. So I thought it was a good idea to stamp that forever in my arm. Remember, Seve, you're the best.
No balls, no clubs, no money, nothing.
Necesito algo de dinero, Luis. Seve lo vale.
And the more difficult are the things, the more you try.
In my mind, I always dream and I always visualize myself become a champion.
Oh, and the young matador is absolutely delighted.
It is just a beautiful movie. You actually see a lot of real pictures of Seve. So it goes back to time to this little kid, what he was doing. Then it goes to the tournaments he won. Then it goes back to the little kid. It is a sensational movie, and I don't think you can top my top five. So good luck.
Okay. Well, I've got four of the same, but one which you probably haven't heard of, which was one of my favourites as well. But at number five, Bag of Ants, for sure, Tick, the legend. Same, that's a good one. Same. Number four, The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Ooh.
Shia LaBeouf.
Right.
His swing was okay, but actually, the guy who played Harry Varden, he swung it beautifully.
He was good.
Beautiful grip, obviously, the Varden grip.
Yeah.
Number three, this is the one you probably haven't heard of. It's called 7 Days in Utopia.
No. What is it?
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall.
Yes. And Lucas Black, who's an actor in the US, swings it really well. But it's actually about the mental game, which is why I love it. So this is one for you, Mark.
7 Days in Utopia. Where can I see it?
I have no idea where you can get it. I watched it years ago. It was brilliant.
7 Days in Utopia.
Very good film.
Right up.
That was number three. Number two was Sevi, the movie. Yep. Very, very good.
Yep.
But how can you go past the greatest one-liners of all time, the Caddyshack.
Yes.
I mean, there are
so
many one-liners, and Dan, we definitely need to get a couple of one-liners in after this top five.
Welcome to the Bushwood Country Club. The membership's exclusive.
You think I'd join his crummy snobatorium?
The help is outrageous. The madness is contagious.
Bad language, fooling around on the course, poor caddying.
What is whole place?
Caddyshack. Starring Chevy Chase as Ty Webb.
Who is that disgusting man over there?
A sportsman who really knows how to score.
So, what brings you to this nape of the woods, neck of the wave? How come you're here?
Rodney Dangerfield as Al Cervin, a big shot.
My dinghy's bigger than your whole boat!
With an even bigger mouth.
Hey, somebody step on a duck.
Ted Knight. Caddyshack. The comedy with...
You feel like a Chiquito after that?
Yes.
What a movie, honestly. Yeah,
incredible.
Yep. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Caddyshack 2 went the other way. The worst ever stinker.
Yeah, it was a shocking follow-up.
Disgraceful.
Should never have done it.
Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen. They're back on Tuesday, January 16, for another big year of Talk Birdie to Me. We'll see you then.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.